Welcome to the pub. Do you guys have reservations? No? Not a problem. We'll squeeze you in. How many do you have? Four? Okay, perfect. Right this way. As you can see, we have TVs on every square inch of the walls and 127 beers on tap. So you'll never miss a game and you'll never go thirsty. Don't mind the bartender and his buddy over there. All they talk about is sports, and they love their Philadelphia teams. They do get a little loud sometimes, so just try to ignore them. Anyway, you can take a seat right here. Sean will be right with you. Cheers.
Welcome.
We're back, dude. We're so back.
We never left.
We kind of left, but we're back.
Who left?
You left.
Where did I go?
The state, again.
Oh, you did leave, and then we left, and then you left again.
Who left the second time?
Just so happened to go to Boston and tragedy strikes. That's crazy.
What happened in Boston? What happened in Boston?
Tragedy.
Yeah, Arkansas today, bus hijacking.
Haven't seen you till now.
Haven't seen you until right now.
He's riding up, dude.
Arkansas. Somewhere, somebody stole like a fucking big bus today and just went on a rampage.
It wasn't me.
I'll tell you what, that sounds pretty fun, though. It's like,
that's some GTA shit.
GTA shit, dude.
Yeah, felony.
I'd be into that. I could get behind that.
You should.
Behind that wheel, probably.
You should definitely do that.
You could get behind that wheel.
I just put bus on Twitter. It should come up, right?
Probably, honestly.
Wait, is there a video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's video of this guy?
Hot pursuit, like, chase down type thing.
Damn.
What are we drinking? Merc. It picks it up every time. Every time.
Just to make sure I know what it is. Room temperature Coors Light with a piece of gum that I stuck on top of this can here like 2 weeks ago, please.
It's been more
the
than
gum
2 weeks.
Should still be good.
It's been
no,
way
the
more.
Gum? The gum's like 2 weeks old.
No, it's like a month.
The gum? The beer is like
the gum?
The beer is like six years old. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, okay, sure. But I'll take that.
Dense?
Dense? What? Oh, yeah, it needs to have a few dents in it. I thought you meant dense, as in the consistency of it.
You want a dense beer?
Or like the weight of it. It's like, yeah, sure. Yeah. No, right, light beer, preferably.
Bob.
Bob? Can you fill a glass of water and pour it out and put something else in it?
He wants to make sure it's clean.
Yeah, I got you, man.
I do that at home. Make sure my cup isn't dusty.
Isaiah, what would you like?
Can you get me some coffee ice cream?
Oh,
what?
Whoa.
Yeah. I gotta run down the street for that.
Yeah, get me coffee ice cream.
Yeah, we'll get to getting it, buddy.
Bring it back, melt it, put it back in the freezer, and then...
Yeah, so it's like a weird, like, hard thing you have to stab at with a spoon.
I like it freezer burnt. Like, yeah. Really icy.
Sprinkles.
And sprinkles. Jimmy's. Put some with that.
You want me to stick a spoon in it so it's like a popsicle?
Ooh! Or like a stick in general?
Probably
or just
a stick. Or yeah.
like a tree limb?
Or branch?
Branch. Yeah.
It's like a, sure.
Stick.
Coffee branch.
Coffee branch. That's I gotta go to
dude,
like...
Dude, why
like
a tree. On the news I see everything about this bus and I can't see shit about it on Twitter?
They're hiding it from you.
They're hiding the news, dude.
That there's something sus about that.
I elbowed the shit out of the mic.
Me alone.
All right. Quick hit.
Quickie.
Bob. Quickie.
Oh.
Take a break from your research.
Bayonne.
Is that where it was?
I don't know.
Is that a place?
I don't know what he said.
He said Bayonne.
Bayonne.
It sounds like a city.
Bayou. That's a place, right?
Baton Rouge.
No. It's not a place.
Baton. All right. Bob. Would you rather wrestle a bear or an alligator?
Oh.
Oh. That's a hard one, dude.
Nah.
Nah, I think I know what it is.
I think it's got to be the alligator.
Yeah, that's your best shot.
Why?
Because the alligator can't really use his arms.
You can
get behind him. Like, you have to get behind.
You can outmaneuver an alligator.
You just got to worry about the mouth. The bear's got claws and shit.
And they weigh like three times your weight, probably.
If you can get behind the alligator, you have a great chance of just holding him down, right?
Right.
You get behind that bear, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Well,
that's how people
fuck you up.
That's how people catch alligators.
Yeah. They
literally
get behind them. Yeah.
Where you don't wrestle a bear to catch that shit. You gotta, like, trank them.
So you're
telling me that there's a right answer to this one.
It depends on the person. You know?
You're telling me a shrimp fried this rice?
Now, if
you're telling me I have a right for bear arms?
You have... Now, if this is a black bear, you have more of a fighting chance.
Georgia. It was in Georgia.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see the video. A brown bear, you have no chance. Like the grizzly, they're, like, twice the size of a black bear.
Do they get along?
I hope so. That'd be kind of racist if they didn't, right?
What?
Yeah.
Black and brown bears? I don't think bears they
fuck with each other.
Probably not. But it would be
How
nice.
How do they make other bears?
It would be nice if they did. No, like brown and black like bears. Like
different types of bears.
Hmm.
And polar
Especially
bears.
Polar bears.
They're vicious,
dude.
Bro. They don't give a fuck.
They don't fuck around with anybody. Especially seals.
Is that
They're
food?
Like the
Navy SEALs. Oh. Regular SEALs. They don't give a fuck, dude.
Dude, do you think there's a lot of bears, polar bears, that get killed by orcas? Because that's probably a bet. Like, I want to see a shot of that.
He's putting up
Who
a fight.
Who kills bears?
I'm telling you, he puts up a fight.
Dude, the orca, though, is fucking insane. There's got to be, like, some sort of...
Polar bear versus
orca. Pull that up. I got to see that.
What is the polar bear's biggest enemy?
It might be the orca.
Polar bear's getting cooked.
Yeah, the orca is fucking...
12 times his weight.
Oh, my God. Dude, orcas don't fuck around, bro.
Damn. All right, Merc.
What up?
Where am I?
Is that my book in?
That's your question.
Is the earth flat?
Is what?
Is the earth flat?
No, dude.
Does
Is
the earth
real ass?
Does the earth squirt?
Merc, would you rather be trapped in a small room with 10,000 tarantulas for 10 minutes or eat 10 tarantulas in 10 minutes?
Are they alive?
That's
like, in
like
both scenarios.
The ones
that I have to eat, they're alive?
Yeah, I guess so.
So I have to like kill them to eat them?
You don't have to.
Dude, yeah, you will kill them by eating
that's
them.
That's such a good one, because that's so hard, bro. What was the first one? 10 minutes with 10,000 of them in a room?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm just stomping, bro. I think I'm just stomping.
You're going to kill the tarantulas? They're not going to hurt you, bro.
Dude, what if they do?
That's true.
Dude, my question would be like, what am I wearing?
Yeah, dude, can I wear like long sleeves, bro?
I feel like that changes my answer. Because like, I wouldn't want to be sitting in a room with a bunch of tarantulas and I got like only shorts on.
They're like crawling on me and shoot and shit too. I apparently like
flip flops on. You could
oh god,
flip flops and a banana hammock.
I think I'm taking the room. I'm taking the room.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's a good
You just have to give me a long sleeve shirt and I'll feel. And
what
long
about, what I only need 3 minutes. I'm eating them.
Really? You're eating them?
What if they're dead?
You said they're alive.
Well, the ones I have to eat?
Yeah, if you have to
eat
them.
Oh, if they're dead already?
Can I season them?
No.
If they're dead and cooked, I would eat them.
Are they cooked?
Dead and cooked, I'm eating them.
Yeah. Sure.
No, dude. If they're cooked, the hair's gone.
Dude, that hair is going to be the worst part of it, dude. Ugh. It's going to be the worst part. Yeah,
unrelated, but my coworker was telling me that apparently, I think it's like an invasive spider species.
It's coming.
And they're like parachuting fucking spiders.
Nah, it's all bullshit, dude.
It's a lie.
No, like they can do that, but apparently all spiders do that.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. And also, they're like, this super venomous spider,
There's no way,
and at the end of the article, it says, they don't care about humans. They're not going to bite you. They're not venomous enough to us.
I didn't think so.
Like, fucking that
like
myth of the daddy long legs.
Like, they might kill, like small mice, but, like, the venom might sting a little bit to a human because we're so big, you know? Yeah.
I think, if anything, they're just going to be creepy because they're going to be huge. They're, like, 6 inches long.
Yeah.
You're fucking lying.
No, I
that's
swear.
Apparently that's the thing, is like they're huge.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah. So apparently orcas and polar bears kind of fuck with each other.
Really? They like each other?
They kind of team up, not like shake hands on seals.
Yeah, they love seals. They both love seals.
They'll chase the seals out of the water and polar bear get it, or the polar bear chase it in the water and the orca will get it.
Fuck the seals, bro. They eat the penguins.
Do they?
Yeah, bro. Really?
Damn it.
Well, the orcas also
You've never seen Happy Feet?
I have. I don't remember that scene.
They chase the penguins.
Oh.
I think.
All right, Isaiah, quick hit.
Nobody
Quickie.
Fucks with
All
king
right.
penguins, dude. Emperor
Yours
penguins.
Is a good one, too. Yours is a good one, too. Would you rather time travel to the past or the future?
I feel like you've asked this before.
I don't think
this
so.
This is a tough one.
I think I know what I would say.
I'm probably going to the future.
Why?
Really?
Yeah, because I feel
More
like
More Elden Ring DLC.
So I could leak some stuff about some video game. No, bro. Like I don't know. Like I feel like if I go to the past, it's more dangerous.
Are you setting like a year, like a how far into the past and how far into the future?
And do I come back to the present when I'm done?
And can I play the lottery in the?
That's
past?
That's exactly where I was going. That's exactly where I was going.
You can come back.
Okay. Oh, dude.
Then we're going to the future.
Easy
then,
future.
That's easy future.
It's got to be the future.
But if there's no lottery like involved and
you
I can't play
that.
The lottery,
that's,
okay,
illegal?
Then I'll invest in stocks.
How is it illegal? How the fuck are they going to know?
I'll invest in stocks.
You're going to mess up the timeline, dude.
I'll sports bet.
Dude, you know what's so OP, dude?
I'm going to parlay every single major sporting event in a year.
In 1 year.
So you have to
put your bank
future,
account
man.
On it?
You'll get banned.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you say future? This isn't even your question, man.
I know, but it's...
I'm going to the future.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about gambling, but like, I just feel like there's not anything in the past that I would want to know about.
She's stuck.
Okay. You wouldn't want to see like some crazy ass event?
I would love to see just like any sports game in like the 20s or something.
I would love
like
to see
that.
like World War One, bro.
What?
I wouldn't want to see that. No, I want to see that.
What?
That'd be sick.
People are dying.
You're
dude.
Getting drafted.
I want to go.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm not staying.
Go
not
to staying. A major league
I'm
going to
check it out for 10 minutes.
I'm going to shoot a guy and leave.
I'm going to check it out.
Bro, have you ever seen that?
You guys play World at War? I'm trying to find these zombies.
That World War One movie that's like in German. I saw it. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like really, really fucked up.
I don't remember.
I don't know what
regardless,
it is.
Regardless, I feel like...
Yeah, with Tom Cruise,
no.
And he keeps going into the past when he dies.
Dude, I loved that movie when I was younger.
Fuck, what is that?
Bro, like, you wouldn't want to
see...
Kill,
Die, Repeat?
No.
No, no, well...
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
like, that's not the name of the movie.
Edge of Tomorrow?
All We Need Is Kill? That's the manga.
Yeah, what are you...
Edge of
Tomorrow, dude. Edge
of Tomorrow, yeah, that's it.
You wouldn't want to see, like, the pyramids being built and shit
I would,
like that?
That would be cool.
How fucking far back are you going?
You can go as far as you want, dog. Why does it matter?
Would you tell us if aliens did it?
Would I tell you?
Would you tell me?
But nobody would believe you.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about going to the past.
But it
is
doesn't
that if
matter.
If you come back and you tell something that nobody knows, everyone's going to be like, this guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
but
if you
predict
you go to the
something
future.
Of the future, you look like a fucking prophet.
Oh, yeah, now we're talking.
Dude, you could literally be Jesus.
Dude, it's OP, dude. You go to the future, you get the lottery numbers, you come back, or you get the lottery numbers and you see what stock skyrockets that's low back then, or like back in present times. You hit the lottery, you put it all into the stock, now it's 10x the fucking lottery, bro.
Or you just go to the past to yourself, tell yourself to buy Bitcoin.
Oh, true.
You don't go that far back.
Like Bitcoin, Apple, and Amazon, and Nvidia. You just put the bank account in all of that, bro. Just put every dime you have into all of it.
I don't know. You can't go wrong either way.
Bitcoin's the way.
You think?
Dude.
Dude, Apple stock?
If you bought Bitcoin in like 2007 and you sold that shit right now, you found yourself, and for whatever reason, your younger self was like, Scott told me to buy Bitcoin. I need to buy Bitcoin. And you went home, and you put $100 into Bitcoin. That gets you like 10. Fucking right now, that would be like $60 million.
$10?
If you went
10
back
Bitcoin.
To $100?
Like
yes.
Would be $60 million?
Probably.
What the fuck? Free?
Dude, Bitcoin's at like 60,000 right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
I
would go
right
to the
math,
past.
Right? No,
I would go
that was
past.
Wrong math. 600,000?
I'm a history nerd.
History guy. I would like to see the pyramids get built. Or like all the crazy.
There's no
shit.
Benefit to that.
Great Wall? No, but like to
knowledge.
See that in person?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. We knew it happened. It's still
what
there.
What if you went
it's
back
still there.
And you found out Atlantis existed?
Dude, stop talking.
Where would
that's
you have to go?
Way.
You don't even know where you would have to go to see that.
Well, that's the other thing about going to
yeah,
the past.
Yeah, where's Atlantis at?
not the
Bering
water.
Sea, maybe?
Not in water.
No?
No.
Dude, if you travel to the past, though, you can't get from
dude, I
where you are to where you want to
I would
go.
Go to the past and prove that Jesus doesn't exist. Never did.
You would go...
Some fucking homeless
go
guy.
Jesus times?
It would be some homeless guy who's schizophrenic.
Oh, my God.
And he wrote a book.
A big book.
He didn't know. Jesus didn't write the Bible, bro.
It's a bunch that's of not, different people. Yeah, I know. Because he's not real.
It was his
oh,
disciples.
My God. Can you say that?
Oh, I'm saying it.
Oh, all right, specials. I had help with this first one. The name.
I don't want it then.
Who helped?
One
of
the dogs.
At right.
We got Stanley's Oiled Up Panther in a cup.
Nice.
I'm going to pull a Merc on that one then.
What's that?
Not talk about that sport.
No, it's not what you think, bro.
You didn't read the topic, dude? You
I never does, shit bro. I don't want to.
How did you not read
you
it?
You know these things. Don't I don't like to read them. I like to come in fresh.
Start reading, bro.
All right, the next meal is hot dogs. So many damn hot dogs. God damn it. These glizzies are so good. Let me dip them in some hot water.
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 And then last but not least, water. I got a Maverick versus a Grizzly. Whichever wins, we eat.
Huh. Well, what is a Maverick?
It's a bird, isn't it?
Says Logan Paul.
I thought that's what it was, dude.
Wait, you said a grizzly?
A bear.
Against
oh, that's the wrong team.
That's the wrong team, bro. Versus a wolf.
Damn. Gotta change the whole menu now. Black. Revamp everything.
That's all right.
Oh, start over.
All right, let me get first round.
It could be a grizzly.
Huh?
Could be a grizzly.
A glizzy?
Yeah. Could be rigatoni.
I know what the first
one is. What's your favorite
is.
Pasta?
Favorite pasta?
Spaghetti.
Really?
Nah.
I like a good penne.
Bow tie.
Penne's a good pick. Bow tie's pretty good. Bow tie has nice texture.
Oh, dude. Tortellini, bro?
I like egg noodles.
Oh. Egg noodles. Being honest, I don't know that many pastas.
Not bad.
What's the one that's like, it's like potato. Like gnocchi?
Yeah.
Oh, gnocchi's so good, yes. bro. That shit'll fill you up. It's that shit sits yeah, so heavy no, in your
it's
stomach.
A little good, too. It's got some nice
chewy.
Bite to it, bro.
It's
too
good, bro.
Dude,
it's
gnocchi's good. You know udon noodles? Fire.
Udon?
They're like thick.
Udon?
Is that udon? Yeah.
I don't know if I had them.
We should have brought the TV down here.
The Phillies are
no,
on.
You guys don't need to be distracted.
God, I love the Phillies, though.
I don't care.
You know I love the Phillies.
I don't care. Oh, all right, here's Stanley's oiled up Panther in a cup.
Go, Phil.
Don't do it, dude. Don't freaking
don't
do it.
Don't tell me what to do.
All right, so we obviously never talk about hockey on this podcast.
Because we love it so much.
I like hockey, but I don't watch it. Anyway, it's about the Stanley Cup, but it's more about the legacy of whichever team wins than about the sport itself.
Legacy.
Basically, like there are two teams in the finals, or the cup, whatever you want to call it. You got the Edmonton Oilers.
Edmonton.
And the Florida Panthers.
Yes.
We're finally in the finals.
What? Who? The Phillies?
No, he's saying like, because the NHL lasts forever, like the playoffs.
So does the NBA.
It's so long.
Yeah, but that's actually fun to watch.
So is NHL, man. Come on. You're a hater. Anyway, so the Florida Panthers have never won a cup before, and the Edmonton Oilers, I don't know when they won a cup, but Canada hasn't won a cup since 1993. So my question for you guys is, what do you think is more impactful?
I'm pulling up Oilers' last Stanley Cup.
Okay. Is it more impactful for a whole country to win a cup for the first time in 30 years, or for a state to win it for the first time? Just in general championship.
If you ask me, I would pick Florida. Would be more exciting.
Why is that?
Because they've never won before.
Right. But
yeah, I think that's better. I mean, like, I get it. Like, Canada hasn't won in a long time.
Canada,
but, like,
fuck Canada. They have their own hockey league, too.
But it's not as prominent as the NHL.
They have, like, 10 leagues.
I also
but they're
think
all, like,
that,
the
but they have, like, what, like, 6 or 7 teams?
He would know better than me.
Probably like six or seven.
And like I just
Name
have to
Toronto,
the Maple
Edmonton,
League.
Vancouver. It might be less than 6 or 7.
I don't know. I just figure like even if they haven't won one in their country for that long, it'd be cooler to see a new team win at all.
Oh, Winnipeg.
There you go.
Yeah, but I feel like. I don't know how they cheer for their teams in Canada.
There is
like,
7.
If they cheer for specific teams, or they just cheer for their country to yeah. win. But I think if they're cheering for their country, that's pretty more significant than a state winning.
Yeah, fuck them though, dude.
Why?
Because
it's Canada.
Yeah, who cares?
Canada's
also,
cool.
You ever been there?
Yeah, for real.
I have. It's kind of lame.
They have a waterfall.
Just one? Yeah, get fucking lost. We have like 100.
Not like that one, man. Come on,
that's a pretty big
fucking,
model.
It's half of it is in America, by the way, so get fucked.
Damn.
I don't know that. I know like a part of it is.
Half of it is.
There's go-karts
there.
There. They have lakes.
I've been there.
Why
did you do the go-karts?
Why is there go-karts
no,
there?
I did the Made a Mist,
there.
Though.
Huh?
Mist o' Made. Made a Mist.
What's that?
It's the boat that goes real
Can
close.
Can you fish
to
in
it.
Canada without a license? I might change my mind.
you
don't
probably
fish.
Need a license. You probably need a license.
But what if I did?
If I didn't have to get a license, I would.
The license is what's stopping me. I'm banned in America. I You can't fish anymore.
All right, so you're going Panthers because they've never won one.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
But they also have another hockey team in that state.
Yeah, so. And they've also... Tampa Bay has won a bunch of championships in the past 10 years, especially.
That'd be like me saying, would you rather see an NFL team that's never won a Super Bowl win versus, I don't know, like the Eagles say they didn't win in 2016?
What do you mean?
Like,
you're saying a team that has won
versus. Yeah, but it's been like a really long time.
Right.
Right.
I don't get what you're even
me
trying
neither.
To
do. I think for all sports, though, I get what I kind of get what he's saying. For all sports, if there is a finals and none of the teams are one of my teams, I'm going to root for the team that's never won a championship because you just want to see a championship go to that city.
But what if I don't like them?
If you don't like them, you don't have to root for them. But, like, there is exceptions.
Unlikely.
You know?
I think usually you want to see somebody new win. I don't give a fuck about the country or the state.
When was the last time the Oilers
1990.
Won? Okay. So that's like 40 years or 35 years.
Yeah, which is not as long as never. So
true, but how long have the Panthers been a team? Are they even an old team?
I'm going to...
Because if they're like one of these newer teams, then who gives a shit if they might never be won? I just think that it's more significant for a country to win.
They became a team. They became a team in 93. So
nice.
They've technically gone less time without a championship than the Oilers.
That's true.
Technically. Oh. If you because the Oilers last won in 1990.
They've also gone as long as a Canadian team without a championship.
True. Exactly. That might mean something.
Does it mean something to you?
Fuck no. No.
So, Bob, what do you want the Florida Panthers to win?
Yep.
Because why?
Because Canada's already good at hockey. They've had their wins.
But they haven't in 30
years. Not that specific one, but...
What, though?
I like Florida.
Like the Olympics?
USA! 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 USA!
I hate this
country.
See,
that's easy. That alone, I'm Team Florida. If we led with that, I would have been on Team Florida.
I don't think you ever weren't on Team Florida.
But if we led with that, it wouldn't have been a debate.
If you're old, are you moving to Florida or Canada?
Florida.
Come on, bro.
I'm not going anywhere, bro. We get it all right here. You go to Canada, you get snow. We get that. You go to Florida, you get the ocean and sunshine. We get that.
Yeah, but we...
It's going to be fucking 95 this weekend, dude, and I'm pissed about it.
Why?
That's too hot.
That is pretty hot.
There's no such thing.
It's
that is a lie.
You can take all your clothes off.
Kepler.
You can't do that.
I'm already at like minimal amount of clothes for the public right now.
Yeah, socks only.
Nice.
Could you get arrested for sitting behind your fence
naked? No.
Naked?
No.
You can't?
No. That's your property.
What are you sure?
What if you don't have a fence?
Then it's then it's different.
Even if it's a chain link fence, I don't think you can do that.
I have a fence up. I have a fence up. You're the one looking, you fucking creep.
I think there's a rule like you can't like. I don't know if you can like flash people through your window either. Like, say you live on like a busy corner and you have a bit like.
I think it's about the intention.
A big window, yeah. But like, is there a gray area there?
That's real ass, bro. I've been flashed in someone's window before.
What?
I'm not gonna name names.
They purposely flashed you?
No, they were walking around their house in the nude, and they opened their fridge, and I just see man ass.
Nice.
Let's
dude.
Fucking go.
That was a win. Call that a win, dude.
Yeah. How did we get on this topic?
Solid day.
What the hell?
Love some free man ass.
All right, I guess I'm the only Canadian in this joint.
I usually have to pay for it.
Man ass?
Yes.
Or mayonnaise.
Don't check my Patreon subs. Sorry.
Damn.
Bob, you like mayo?
Fuck no.
But you like mayonnaise?
Fuck yeah.
You don't like mayo, but you like the spicy mayo on the spicy chicken sandwich at Popeye's.
Damn.
How the hell do
you
like that?
That sauce is good. That spicy mayo
really
is good.
Bro.
That spicy chicken sandwich
I mean, I'm all right with stuff that has mayo in it.
Right.
I just
but
can't
I don't
look
fuck
at
with
it.
Mayo. The mayonnaise.
Do you eat... What is it called?
Thousand Island.
Does that have mayo in it?
Yep.
Garlic.
It's ketchup and mayo and spices.
I think Yum Yum Sauce has it in it as well.
Probably.
Damn.
Yum Yum Sauce?
from Hibachi. The orange shit.
I'm not a fan.
You don't like Yum Yum?
Really?
It's okay.
Wow, that's
what?
Never I don't love Thousand Island either, though.
I don't know. It's just either.
Thousand Island.
Yeah. No. All right, let's move on. I'm going Oilers.
Man, that might be a spicy one later.
What's that?
I don't know.
Thousand Island?
Okay. Well, like dressing talk?
Yeah.
You want to do a little dressing talk?
Yeah, talk about
I'm not
dressing.
A fan of a lot of dressing.
There's a few. Honestly, same. I'm only a fan of like three or four.
I watched a video recently. The reason why I thought about this is because it was a video on condiments and like dressings. And just like, it was a tier list tiering how healthy they are. And it was really interesting.
None of them are healthy.
Almost none of them are healthy. But there are some things that are actually healthy.
Isn't balsamic vinaigrette pretty good for you?
Yeah, but it smells horrible.
Don't remember. It might have been
it's super acidic.
To
that doesn't mean it's bad.
The
for
worst
you.
One has to be a Thousand Island, right? Is
one
that
of the
worst one. That one's
yeah,
like
that one's
so
bad.
Bad.
All like
yeah.
ketchup and everything. They're all horrible.
Yeah,
for you.
Ketchup.
Yeah,
ketchup's
bad.
Bad.
For you.
Yeah,
it's among the worst, but not the worst.
You have to get the no sugar added.
One of
that shit is so bad.
What?
No sugar added ketchup.
I've never had that,
dude. My girlfriend used that, and I moved in with her, and that's all she had. And I was using it for a while, and I was like,
"This is it.
Fuck, this is bad." And I literally we ordered out, and on the way back, I stopped at Wawa and picked up regular ketchup. And I came in and I said, "I have a confession." She's like, "What? Is everything all right?" I said, "I can't do it anymore." She's like, "What?" I was like, "I can't do the ketchup here." The no sugar added ketchup. It's the same. It's not the same. It's terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Anyways, in the top tier health wise, hot sauce was in there.
Oh yeah.
Definitely really good for you. Yeah. Well, not really good for it. Not bad for you.
It's got a lot of sodium. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's like it.
All right. Eat a beat or drink it.
Ooh, part one.
We're eating it.
Oh.
We're eating it.
Salad dressing.
No, that'd be a good transition, though. Maybe later. Yeah. We're going to talk about bacon.
Ooh.
And I want to know, what is the right way to cook bacon?
On the stove.
No, I'm talking doneness.
Oh,
doneness. It's well documented.
This is a personal preference.
It is, but this is, talk about it.
It's right, well documented.
Let me start then. Let me go around the table. Raise your hand if you're fucking with crispy.
I'll eat it.
Oh, man, dude.
For the audio listeners, nobody has raised their hand.
I'll eat it.
I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Preference,
though.
Yeah, probably not the best.
I'm not going to lie. Keep going.
It's on a sandwich, crispy, bro, because it bites better.
That's true.
It bites better.
That's true. We're talking bare bacon. Real ass.
Bare bacon, dude. I'm gonna search that one up later. It's gotta be something good on that.
Not super crispy. Like.
That was accurate.
Damn,
that was
shit.
Good.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe. I mean, you go from there's chewy, barely cooked, chewy,
yeah.
Or like.
Like, you're like. Middle. Chewy, like you're pulling.
Yeah.
Like jerky, kind of.
I'm pulling
jerky
at it.
Jerky bear bacon, dude?
Conversation is weird, bro.
Yeah. I'm pulling at my jerky. I need it in the middle.
Yeah, you're like, I was going to say, I'm like a mama bear.
What is right? This guy is dropping knowledge all night.
He looks it just right, dude. He's doing.
That's what I thought, dude.
He was doing.
Not Papa Bear.
Yeah.
Not Baby Bear. Mama
dude,
Bear.
Mama Bear.
Mama Bear
gotta
does
be
it right.
Just right, bro. A little chewy, but not too crispy.
I'll tell you what, dude. The fucking Mama Bear had it figured out.
Dude, she did.
Hell yeah. Porridge?
With most things, dude. Her bed, her porridge.
Oh, there were multiple things.
Yeah, dude.
Why do they talk about the porridge so much?
It's just one thing. There's multiple things.
No, but they talk about the porridge more than the
others.
They
talk it to. They talk about all of them evenly. It's like an old like nursery rhyme, isn't it?
Yeah. Goldilocks, right?
Mm-hmm. Is it Goldilocks?
It's Goldilocks.
Three little pigs.
No.
That
no.
Is not it.
That's Huffin' will blow your house down.
Shrek.
That is Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, you're true.
Oh, they don't even have their own show.
Bacon.
What?
I don't think they ever had a show. I think it's a nursery rhyme, dude.
I've seen the movie.
There's a...
Hoodwinked. Hoodwinked.
I think it's Air Bud.
All right, so you guys are in the middle, both of you?
It's got to be in the middle.
Merc?
Yeah, sure.
What?
Sure. It's well documented how I feel about bacon, dude.
By who?
By me. By this podcast.
I don't think so.
It is. Yeah. I've stated before that sausage is the superior breakfast meal. Word for word.
So you don't like bacon?
I'll eat it if it's there.
If I have to.
Yeah, but I prefer a breakfast sausage.
After eating at that steakhouse, I think I like sausage. But it has to be good sausage.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my thing. Because I feel like most, like, just breakfast sausage is gross to me.
Yeah, breakfast sausage is ass.
I'm a hater. I'm sorry. Unbelievable. I'd rather have bacon.
Unbelievable.
Half one being wrong. It's whatever.
I will say, breakfast sausage dipped in freaking syrup. Oh,
yeah,
that's
dude.
Good shit, man. Top tier. Good shit.
Sweet and savory.
Man, so I actually like the really fatty pieces of bacon.
Yeah,
I fuck with that too. Yeah. He likes the I don't prefer it, but it's like second.
I kind of do prefer it. Not to the point where it's like hard to pull off of the rest, but
chunking
a little bit more than that, I guess.
I think I'd rather have a chewy piece than a really, really crunchy piece.
Yeah,
personally.
100%.
Yeah, I don't like it crunchy.
If it's too rough, it's just
not good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Now, how do we feel about turkey bacon?
I'll eat it.
I'm a fuck
it's,
no.
It's not bad.
I'm a big fan. I'd rather eat turkey bacon.
I really like it.
It's just on its own, I'd rather eat turkey bacon.
I don't prefer it over regular bacon, but I do like it a lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get super overly crispy like bacon.
Yeah. No. I haven't had turkey bacon in a long
time. I don't fuck with turkey bacon.
Why?
It was like birds.
Fuck with birds.
Bird guy.
That's fair. All right. Y'all want to get another round?
Sure, dude.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.